Low-key mans have to record in the closet because the walls are thin, but if I can talk at this volume in the closet, it's not going to go through my room and through the living room to my parents' room.
I see.
Yep. The things we have to do to get this podcast up and running.
The things we do to be successful in life. Humbling and, beginnings.
Hold on, let me pick up my phone before it like buzzes in.
Buzz.
You know, buzz. Six buzz. Yo, speaking of six buzz, yeah. I was just on six buzz. They posted this video. Hilarious. This guy that looked like Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, I see.
Walking through the parade.
Yeah.
That had me dying.
He had the braids and everything.
Exactly. And then that one kid was like, "Are you really Kawhi?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm Kawhi Leonard." And he goes for a handshake and she just gives him a hug. I was like, "Oh, God."
What a bunch of buck tees.
And then, it was funny. The Jamaican man's like, "Oh, that's Snickers. Oh, that's Snickers." Bro, that's a niche, man.
How are they gonna do my guy Kawhi like that? Yo, shout out to the Toronto Raptors. Yo,
I know. It's been a minute since we talked on the podcast. Like, actually, like, close to a recording. Toronto out here.
Toronto.
We out here. Everyone that doubted us can suck on a mudda, back way, sideways, all type of ways.
Bro, I said in 5, we won in 6. That's all good.
Dead ass, I've been saying.
You called in 6,
bro.
You called it from time.
Always called in 6, bro. I called in time. Yo, go back to one of our Timbits or something, bro. I called it, bro. I was like, raps in 6, bro. Still.
And then the parade, that it was apparently 5 hours long. These mans were sitting on the bus for 5 hours. 4 or 5 hours, man.
Yo, rest in peace for the mans that were, that slept overnight for that joint. Not worth it.
It is worth it. It's just culture. My dad even went down there.
Bro, to sleep overnight.
Not to sleep
for
overnight.
The parade? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
It's worth it. Actually, it's not really worth it. You could have gone in if you just woke up super early. Like, your day.
Exactly. Like everyone else, bro.
Yeah. But alas.
Raptors, we out here, bro.
Hashtag we the North.
Yeah, bro.
Kawhi Leonard staying for another 3 years.
Shout out to the man that gave Kawhi a housewarming gift, the Kawhi plant, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, this plant is for Kawhi. Yo, it's a coactus, my guy.
A coactus?
Yo, he's for Kawhi. Yo, have you seen him around? Yo, this is for Kawhi. It's a housewarming plant. It's a Kawhi plant.
Bro.
Bro. That was hilarious. But yeah, shout out to the Raptors. Shout out to the Raptors. Also, we're doing shout outs. Shout out to...
Wait, let's do the intro first.
Oh, shoot. I forgot about an intro. Welcome to the TM32 Podcast. My name's Andre.
And my name is Eric. You can follow us on Instagram at TM32 Show. Twitter, TM32P.
Hey, look at my guy. Look at my guy.
Follow me on Instagram because, I just posted some bangers. Mm.
He did.
Shout out to my sweeter boy, Sanjay. Swantwans. That's his IG. And my Instagram is ERIK_NAIPAUL.
AE, follow me at ANDRE_BRXWN.
He changed it up.
Made it a little shorter. Make it a little sweeter, you know?
So, follow Swams. Swams. It's deadass. Just SWAMSWAMS. That's his main account. And then his photography account, bangers. Bangers, pure bangers, bro. This guy is so nice with the cameras. It's swams.photography. That's all you need. Shout out to my guy.
Follow the man down.
He's really humble too.
Yeah, good guy. Never met him.
Never.
But
I was about to say, never met this guy.
Eric talks real good about him, so I gotta believe.
Trust. And who else?
But yes, I can't remember your name. My goodness, but you. You did that. You shouted us out.
Shout out to my friend Dallas.
There we go. Thank you. Yes.
A bouquet of thorns. She was inspired by us with our podcast and released her podcast recently.
We're here inspiring people.
Exactly. Shout out her band also, Sunbug.
Yes. Shout out to Sunbug.
Yeah. We'll put all that stuff in the description.
Yes, I'll make sure to put it in the description.
Especially Sanjay's.
Oh yeah. As oh well. Yeah, bud. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. bud. Y'all better read the description still.
Oh, I. Who else got a shout out?
Yikes. I was actually gonna shout out Dallas.
Oh. And send well. You forgot the name, so I had
yeah,
to.
Yeah, so you picked it up. You picked it up. For it up. Me. Yeah, I'm not gonna yeah, lie. Exactly. Shout out to my job for blessing me. I guess I don't know.
Okay, sounds good. Yo, Andre.
Yes.
What was your song good. Of the week, fam?
Sorry for cussing, bro. I'm trying to not cuss anymore.
That's
fam.
The biggest you know lie. Stop lying to yourself.
I'm not lying. I'm trying so hard, Eric. I'm trying so hard.
Is it because you're back home?
Well, not really, because I'm back home. I'm just like, I cuss kind of too much, you know? Mm. I mean, in my opinion, I feel like I cuss too much. Because, like, when I get heated or I get really comfortable, I'll, like, start, like, going off.
Fuck, bitch, but, shit.
Like, yeah, it's like, I was about to, for the one time, I'm sorry. Fuck, shit, yo, fuck, shit, bitch, young Shaq West, and I'm getting really risky. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I'm trying to cuss less. So, yeah.
You're doing a great job. Great job.
Yo, relax. Literally, I'll be at work and I'll be like, yo, this man's taking like, and I have to like, I cuss and I'm like, man, sorry, yikes, bro. In my head, bro. That's how dedicated I am, bro. I'm trying to be a good boy.
A holy boy. Good for you.
A holy, it's hard, eh? Anyways, song of the week. A song without cussing. Look how I did that, bro.
Oh, really? Oh, I see yeah. the transition there.
It's called Prey. My favorite band, Jungle. They're like this like English band, and they do a lot of electric soul music. Ooh, it's great. Okay. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, I don't know. Every time I'm at work, I'll always be singing songs. But like every day, consistently, that's the one song that will always pop up, and I'll sing that for like hours. It's really short and sweet, and the first verse just gets me, bro. Tell me, give me a reason to love you every night. because I've been thinking about life without you.
Oh my
gosh. And then it ends off every single night. I pray, every single night I can feel it. Sorry, anyways. That's my song of the week.
I like it, I guess.
What was yours, my guy?
I'll listen to it when you put the snippet in, to be honest.
Yes, of course. Of course.
My songs, two songs, right? Down Bad, Dreamville, Got Me, Dreamville. That's all you gotta see. That's all you gotta know.
That's all we gotta talk about. That's all we need, bro.
Say No More, the album's coming out this month.
Revenge of the Dreamers, what is that?
Three.
What is it? Three?
Yep.
Three.
Got Me and Down Bad.
Yo, speaking of Revenge of the Dreamers, yo, Folgers Crystals, slept on song.
Yo, of course. Every song with J. Cole is slept on. I'm just going to say that.
Revenge of the Dreamers, so vindictive. Sorry, I hit that up recently. That was good. That was a good song.
Yo, that was a good album, too.
Yeah.
Gross.
First time I heard what's his name? Boss?
Boss?
Ooh.
Yo, Boss is nice on that.
Boss is nice. And then he hit. Bro, I literally never heard of. Like, I heard that album. Then I never heard from Boss again until he dropped that last one.
Or what is it called?
I don't remember what the album's called.
I think it's called Milky Way. I'm not sure.
I think it might be called Milky Way. But like Tribe. Oh, and Boca Raton? Oh my gosh. I got a Boca Raton. Oh my. Sorry. Yo, I'm in my music bag, bro. Bro, I have been enlightened since I got this new job. For all you guys that don't know, I'm back home I'm back with my parents in Windsor, currently recording in my closet. Yep. And I have a new job because I'm working with my pops. I make cardboard boxes. So if you ever go to Costco and you see those produce boxes, yeah, I made those legitimately. I'm not even like saying that out of my ass. Like if it's like a top line box or like a tomato box, like those are the stuff I make. So
yo, I had to do the same stuff back last summer.
Yeah,
but we put them together. I'm gonna see.
Oh,
What do you mean?
I was about to make sure
you don't sneeze. But I mean, we mean put them together.
Like, so we slap them up. We slap it so the cardboard box is like flat. You know how before you put it together, it's flat.
Mm.
So we take a buttload of those, a shitload of those.
Mm.
We slap them on the machine.
Mm-hmm.
It goes through the machine. It folds and whatnot, mm-hmm. and then it becomes a box.
And then you slap it on a pallet, eh?
And then that's not our job.
Oh yeah, no. We put them in the machine, and then they make them, and the machine makes it. Then we slap them on a pallet, wrap it up, and then send it off for the forklift guys. And the forklift guys take them somewhere.
Yeah, that job was kind of depressing, but you know the pay was nice.
Yeah, the pay is nice, and I mean there's some nice mans there. So like, yo, I'll be singing, and then you know.
Continue.
No, that's it,
bro. All the immigrants that work there, shout out to you guys. Probably never gonna listen, but you know, those were the real ones because all those fucking white. Anyways,
so many Indian man.
Bro, damn. Yeah, dead ass.
And I just met one Lebanese guy today. Yeah, really? Bro. He was telling me his life story. Yo, he's been here for a long time. Old guy. So he came here and then his family came here 7 years after him.
Yeah.
And then his daughter is doing something, I can't remember. And his son wants to be in the police he didn't explain it well.
Yeah.
But his son wants to be in the police force, I know that. So
okay, that's proper.
Shout out to that guy. He's a nice guy. He's a new guy.
Proper.
Oof, bro. This low-key might be a quicker podcast than normal because, yo, I'm sitting on a suitcase right now. My butt is numb. God.
That sounds like a you problem.
That ass is a me problem. God.
Speaking
of my problems, Eric made me get to for an experiment for this podcast.
So, and
let me tell you, it was the worst experience of my life. I don't know how y'all do this, bro. I'm sticking to the B. I got my eye on someone right now, and I'm sticking to it. Bun this Tinder shit, bro. I'm sorry for cursing, bro. I can't.
That's our first topic, Andre. Wow.
Eric, explain the damn experiment. Bro, I'm getting rid of this crap right now.
We were gonna talk about like why Tinder is like not it. Because, you know, Tinder ain't
it's it, not it.
Right? Oh, so I'm like, God. I'm at like what time? Like 8:30, I was like to Andre, we're gonna download Tinder, make an account, see how much likes and matches we get, and see if we get anyone hit us up by the time we talk about the subject. And currently, I'm at, oh, shit, 7 likes, 2 matches.
Oh, look at you, bro.
And that's how I'm moving. But no one hit me up, so like, that was
it. Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm at 5 likes, 2 matches, no one hit me up.
It's sadder times, but you know,
I don't really care. Ain't worth bun this app. Yo,
take it. I know these.
Goodbye.
Bro, I don't understand. How are you trying to meet your love of your life on a dating app?
I can't do it. I need to see you and speak to you and see how you act in person first.
Yo, and then
I can't text you and then meet up. Nah, be.
And then there's these people that just like go on Tinder just for shits and giggles, just to waste other people's time, and it's a
I was about to add somebody.
Oh my god,
I can't add you.
Sorry. Nah, but like, how you gonna go on a? how you gonna play with someone's feelings? Waste their time, waste your time, because clearly you have nothing else better to do with your fucking life.
Yeah, I know people that do it because they're bored.
Like,
bro, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry for exposing you, but like, why you do that, man? Come on, girl.
Find a hobby, fam. Go kick a ball or something. Play catch with the wall.
Go catch with the wall, bro.
Go to the gym.
Tinder's not it. Tinder's just not it. I can't do it. Eric, I don't know how you did it. You obviously didn't have any good experiences because you've been telling me about those bad experiences.
And
you've
already
told
the
podcast. Unsatisfied nut.
Timbit, check that out if you want to.
Gosh, bro. Tinder's not it. Tinder really just is not it. I can't do it. I can't. I'm not equipped. I was literally like freaking out. I'm like, Eric, like these people like me, but I can't see their faces. How do we match? I was like, what is going on? Then they're telling me I have to pay money to see it. I'm like, what?
This guy's like dead ass a dad when it comes to the app.
I really am. I'm tech savvy with almost everything else except these dating apps. This is whack.
Whack. No, for real. Like, if you find the love of your life on Tinder, great. You know, I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah, like for the people that it works out for, great. No, not me.
I've never heard anyone successfully come out of Tinder alive. That's all I got to say about that.
I said alive, bro.
Because it's true.
You know what? Tinder often makes out short-term relationships.
But why are you going in for a short? Why are you wasting your time going for a short-term relationship?
Because some people aren't equipped for long-term relationships.
Well, they just shouldn't be in a relationship at all. Just get a few side hoes. That's really
okay. Shoot,
a few side hoes, but no main hole. You know what I mean?
So what you're saying is, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Deadass, you can get the milk for free.
See, that's the difference between you and me. Like, I mean, I don't know if you feel that. I'm not about getting the milk for free. Yeah. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? Because I think I really like the cow. And
yeah,
the cow's really sweet.
Yeah, but and like,
yeah, I'd rather not have free milk. I'd rather the milk that I get from the cow that I have bought.
Listen, you
buy is way better than the free milk, bro.
You buy the cow, but then you let the cow free. But you're trying to, you know, buy the cow for its lifespan, not for like until you're not satisfied with it anymore.
That, right, exactly.
Freaking cows.
I don't know. I'm sorry. That was a John Mulaney thing, but it worked. Yeah. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? Like, facts. Mm-hmm. But I mean, what are you looking for, Eric, right now? Are you a short-term man right now, or are you looking long-term?
I'm looking for a daughter.
Oh.
That's...
you want a daughter?
I want a daughter.
Oh, I thought you just... When you said daughter, I was like, you're trying to date someone's daughter? Oh, okay. That's pretty broad. But
I want a daughter. I want to spoil... This man
wants kids. Okay. Wow.
Want a child.
Okay.
I think,
hear that, ladies?
I think
hear that, ladies?
Yo, if anyone wants to donate, their
boy. Oh, no, whoa. Can't say that. Wait. Whoa. I was going to say Eric is single on the market. Sweeter man. Check out his Instagram. Hit this guy up. He's. If you're listening to the podcast, you already know this man's the greatest. What are y'all doing? Y'all slacking. Yes. This man has no ring on his finger. He's not committed to nobody right now.
Right now.
He's out here. He's trying to be in there like swimwear, my nigga. Get him. Get him while he's still out here.
Oh, God.
Because sooner or later, he's going to be like, snap out like Thanos, bro.
Bro, because once I get snapped, it's end game.
There's no going back, bro. It's literal end game. You see what we did there?
End game.
Oh, gosh. Look at that.
And then the daughter will hopefully pop out.
Amen.
Can't be like Kobe, produced like how many has 6 girls right now, but like with boys, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll keep trying until she comes out.
Wow, that's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Not really. I ain't got the money for that right now.
No one has the money for that crap. I mean, people do, but not me. Not you.
Not yet.
Not yet. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. So yeah.
Mm-mm.
So I'm looking for a long term. What about you? Well, yeah, I think you're. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Long-term. I don't know what has happened, but I've realized that, yo, short term, not it. I'm looking for, like, it's a long haul type right now.
Because, like,
I'm trying to get on the long haul.
Like, why are you going to be together short term? Why are you going to waste years, months? Maybe
at this time in the game,
bro.
At the stage of the game, bro, it's either I be single or I find someone that I'm gonna click with for like a long time, you know,
a hefty time.
There's no point in having a short-term relationship right now. I'm not about it. Like, I'm not trying to play around and see how things go. No, I'm trying to be like, oh, okay,
so yeah, you mind, fam?
We finna kick it. You wanna? Yeah,
you see him over there? Nah, you're mine.
No, you don't. Exactly. That's how I be rocking right now, bro. That's how I be rocking.
Who suggested that topic for us?
I think that was your boss.
No. She suggested long-term, and that's what we're getting to after.
Wait, I thought we were at long-term right now.
Oh, we are at long-term. Okay, you'll say less. How do you feel about long-term versus, well, not long-term. How do you feel about long-term relationships?
Right now, that's all I'm about, like I said, bro. I don't know.
No,
I
mean, not like long-term. Shit, not long-term. Long distance.
Oh, you mean long distance. You mean long distance. Those are tough, eh?
How are you pro or con?
Oh, I was gonna be like, am I a pro at it? You already know I'm not.
Yo, wow.
I'm not getting. We're not getting in that bag.
Are you pro or con?
Depends on who. Ugh, man, it's hard. It's for some people. I can't say I'm a pro or a con for it. I mean, if I find the right person and it has to happen, I don't know. If I click with you a lot,
yes,
and it ends up being like you have to go somewhere or I have to go somewhere, or we're just at different universities at this point, and then we can only see each other at like certain points in like the year, so be it, man. I'm down to do it,
bro. That's so hard though.
I'm totally down, cause I mean, like at this point, like I said, I'm a long term guy, so a long distance it's a sacrifice you gotta make. But I mean, if I'm in it for the long haul, I'm in it for the long haul, bro.
But fam, what if it's like long term for like a good 5 years?
Like long distance, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
For 5 years?
You're seeing her 4, 5, 6, 7 times a year.
Yeah. Yo, if I love her, that's what's gonna have to be. Yo, I'm dead ass, man. If at the end of the day, I'm like, I can either end this and find someone else, or I can stick it out because I really love you.
Aww.
I'm gonna stick it out, man. There's some people you just gotta stick it out for, because you know they're the people that you really care about, man.
So cute.
Shut up, bro. I'm just letting it be known for certain people out there.
Hey.
If you hearing this, just know I'm committed, eh? Okay. Not naming names. Hopefully you know who you are.
Bro, do I even know who it is?
Yeah, you should, bro.
Did we talk about it today?
Mm-hmm. Yo, bro, I don't know what it is, man.
But that's just not really long distance, though, because you're...
How, bro? It's like...
I don't want to... You guys not even that far away.
I was... sure. We'll say there's a distance, okay? There's a distance. That's all I'm going to say.
Goddamn.
It's not like a half hour distance. It's more than that. That's all I'm gonna say. You know what I mean?
You know, I think the reason why I'm so not against it, but like disagree with it right now, is maybe because I haven't found the one.
And that goes back to the ad. He's single, ladies. He's single.
And like,
he's a single guy.
I see other people doing, like, you guys are torturing yourself.
I mean, why do you think it's torture?
Bro, because I need my shorty to be there.
Why?
Because men just need a hug sometimes.
Okay.
The pillow's not enough.
Yeah, bro. Okay, I just need a hug.
Bro, man. I just deadass need a hug. Bro, when I'm in a relationship, I'm not touching no other.
Deadass, bro. I'm gonna touch it's not even sex, man. I just need a hug sometimes.
I lie, and then I just want to like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kiss. Oh, yo, those neck kiss go hard, bro.
Shut up. Can we not start
the forehead ones, God, too? Bro, I just need that, man, like, every so often. Like, that and a hug?
Bro,
I don't need to do
telling you, bro. I'm telling you, bro, the forehead kiss? Bro, when you kiss her on her forehead and send her off? Bro, I'm just gonna clap, bro. I'm just gonna clap. Those are the good... Man...
Yeah.
Anyways. Great. Now you got me in my bag again. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and the girls, I am always in my bag at some point in time when we record these damn podcasts.
Yo, there's this lyric in this one song. I think we played it before, Beanie by Omari Mid.
Mm-hmm.
There's this lyric, right? Every time I talk, I think I already said this already, but every time I talk, I'm in my feelings. Every time we talk, I'm in my feelings. That's dead ass.
That's us.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
Kind of sad. Oh, not every day, not anymore, but I digress.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say, not every day. Hey, shut up. Anyways. Bro. Did you listen to that song I told you about?
Yeah.
Nice. How'd you wait? Before I even get into what I'm about to, how'd you like the entire song? Did you like it? Did you enjoy it?
The song was nice.
Damn, bro. Tell me how you really feel.
God. Yeah, I kind of didn't listen to it.
Oh my God, Eric. This man's about to lie to my face on podcast, bro. God damn.
No, I wouldn't lie to you. I have nothing. Why? Tell me. Okay, I'm going a little bit off topic here, but tell me, why would I ever lie to you? I have nothing, bro.
Bro, you just told me you didn't listen to the song, but you said it was nice.
My guy, I just said I didn't listen to it after.
Oh my God.
I thought you caught on to my sarcasm.
Until you, when you said, yeah, you really liked, I was like, yeah.
I thought you got onto my sarcasm, but no, I did not listen to it. I'm sorry, Andre. I'm sorry for not really lying to you, but joking around or whatever. Fuck. Whatever.
It's not even that serious. It's not that serious. Or, I mean, you know, some people might take it seriously.
Yeah.
Yup. Yup.
Y'all are just in your feelings.
Some of y'all need to.
Or just want grow clout.
A pair, eh?
Like. Fuck.
Some of y'all need a backbone.
A lot.
This is totally off topic, but like, y'all touches, eh?
Like, chill.
Y'all really touches out here.
Bro,
for you guys that don't understand what touches means, like a Jamaican term, y'all soft.
Y'all really soft, man. Like,
bro, you're downy soft. For soft niggas. Pussies.
Bro, remember, no cursing, my guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, is nigga is that a curse word?
Not everyone is able to. Bro, we can go on about that word. Not because
I've been thinking about it. Like, I was like, do I cut nigga off in my vocabulary? And I'm like, bro, I can give up almost all my other swear words, but nigga's hard.
Just don't say with the ER.
Anyways, I don't know. I don't think nigga's a swear word. I think I don't know, actually, because I mean,
it depends on the. You know what? Doesn't matter.
I don't know. Yeah. It's a different topic one. For me. It's a tough one for me. Oof! I gotta move that.
Oh, indeed.
Shit. Oh yeah, y'all soft. Y'all soft
y'all
out here.
Y'all soft.
For real. For real. For real. Man, I'm glad we got into this.
Yeah.
Remember when I went to Texas for that conference?
Yeah.
Shout out to the University of Toledo for flying me and a couple of the other men down to Texas for free.
For free.
Just let that sink in. For free.
Cause they
y'all really out here. Man, bro. Y'all sent me to a conference for free. I ain't even on.
Goddamn.
They sent me back to my home state of Texas. Ugh.
Andre is from... Born in Texas.
Anyways, but yeah, went to that conference, eh? There was a panel and it was talking about mental health and all that. What's mental health and all that in college and like the resources and how that stated. It was like a town hall.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of like specialists and whatnot, and basically there was a website where we could submit our own questions. One of the questions that was asked, and I want your opinion before I tell you what they said.
Okay.
Do you think? Wait, let me remember how the guy phrased the question. It was like a loaded kind of question. Do you think that young adults today are showing more signs of depression and mental like health issues because we are, I guess,
raised to be softer? Or do you think we're too soft in this day and age as young adults? And that's why so many of us are showing quote unquote signs of depression and whatnot. What's your opinion? What's your take?
I see. I don't think it's because we're raised soft, to be honest. I just think it's because there's more awareness. There's more knowledge around it. There's more information about it nowadays. So, do you hear that motorcycle?
Yeah, I do.
But yeah,
I don't know if they'll hear it. Who knows? Anyways,
there's more like just more awareness around it, and so people aren't afraid to like talk up about it. And you know, people like you say, are we born soft or not born raised soft? Like people, twice, three times my age, feel the same ways.
Okay.
You know. So no, I do not agree with that. You know what I mean.
Okay. So during when that question was asked, everyone's like face was like, oh she, you know. And the man then that took the question up, he was like, well, and you could tell this guy was uncomfortable when that question hit. And he was like, short answer, yes. And everyone was like, whoa, what? Because no one was expecting that. And he was like, in today's age and society, there are so many dangers and different things that our parents never had to deal with when they were younger or when they were growing up. So what our parents, maybe inadvertently or out of their own quote-unquote goodness of their heart, have tried to shield us from said things and not allowed the majority of us to experience life the way they did. So we have become a little bit softer, and that may be the cause for some of the issues that majority of young people face, with more stress and more anxiety and more this, that, the third. But he did come back and say that's not the end all be all. Because like you said, we're more upfront about talking about what's going on up here in our heads, and how it doesn't just, it's not just a disease, it's something that a lot of people go through, and you know, it's something that we need to talk about as a society.
I like that. I like that a lot.
But that doesn't
hide
the fact that some of y'all niggas are soft.
Yeah, some of you are just
soft,
just
niggas.
Straight soft. Like, you need to
stop this.
Like y'all, nothing wrong with your brain chemistry or anything. Y'all just soft.
Yeah, some of y'all need to like grow up, bro.
Bro, so sensitive.
Why you acting like this?
People are so sensitive. You're too sensitive
out here, bro. You really sensitive out here.
I can make like a 1-2 comment, like a 1-2 joke about you, and be all up in your feelings. I can let you shoot me. I wouldn't give a shit.
Oh, that's bold.
Come for my throat, I'll come for your head.
Hands up, don't shoot. Yo, I'm sorry. That's a nod to the 12.
Yo, what's that? July 19th?
You mean Juneteenth? Juneteenth,
yeah, bro. Why don't we celebrate that?
Yo, happy belated Juneteenth to my... Who's celebrating?
Nobody, because there's no awareness surrounding it.
Who's going to celebrate it?
There's no... Why the fuck they celebrate... Why the fuck they celebrate July 4th?
But guess what, though?
Why?
There are black communities that do celebrate Juneteenth. You just don't hear about it.
Yeah, exactly. But not everyone knows about it. Yo, I bet you some black people don't... A lot of black people don't even know about Juneteenth.
Of course, there's probably going to be a couple black people that don't know about it. Because they don't teach it in school.
They don't teach it in history class. They just teach about the American... They don't even... Bro, the Americans just came, just bop. My land now, fam.
Oh, yo. I'm about to blow your mind.
Yeah.
I'm about to blow your mind. All right. You know how we're finding out that milk really ain't good for us?
Yeah.
I think it was like the National Dairy Association, NDA. I'm pretty sure that's who they are. They were tweeting some facts about how milk's bad for us and whatnot. And someone had... Yeah, cow's milk. Mm-hmm. Someone had like commented, replied, retweet, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. They were like, did you know that during, I can't remember which war it was like probably World War One or one of the big wars in America. Did you know that during the war, they would give the soldiers milk because it was like a good boost for their immune system, whatever.
Yeah,
it did them good. They supplied too much milk, so they produced way too much milk for the soldiers. So after the war was done, they had a surplus of milk, and that's why there were so many government-based ads saying milk's good for kids to grow bones.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
So the government been lying about milk this whole entire time. I don't know if it's true or not, but it would make sense to me, you know?
We can dive all deep into those conspiracy theories.
These conspiracy theories. Also, you want to talk about conspiracy theory, bro?
Right now?
You
want to
talk about a big one, bro? Right now? Right now.
I guess.
Right now, bro.
Kind of off topic, but you know we're far gone by
the way. Nah, trust. I'm going to wrap this around. Mm-hmm. There's a man by the name of Hans-Jörg Wyss.
Who?
Hans-Jörg Wyss.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Because he's foreign.
Okay.
You gotta pronounce his name properly.
All right, okay.
I don't call you, I don't know how to mispronounce Eric.
Yeah, you're gonna mispronounce a freaking, anyways.
Eric? I don't know, I'm sorry, Erk. But, yeah, Hans-Jörg Wyss, billionaire.
Okay, what else? Oh.
He's pledging, I can't remember the exact amount, but it's like, it's a certain amount towards environmental efforts and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the amount that he's pledging within a certain amount of time would help save about 30% of the environment.
Okay.
The amount that he's pledging, he'd still be rich.
Oh yeah, of course.
Why are billionaires and millionaires not pledging the same amounts to help in other efforts, such like as Sudan. You know, Sudan?
Sudan, sorry, I just said it that really
it's,
white.
It's okay. Or like, you Yemen. Know, problems like in Sudan, Yemen, world hunger,
Somali.
Literally, like the fish population, okay. Oceans, the seas.
Here's my theory.
Why aren't billionaires? Yeah, explain. What you
because,
think?
Because, you know, overpopulation's a problem.
Okay.
Right? You don't mm-hmm. help these people, they die off. Overpopulation decreases. And you have a chance to live on this earth a few years longer. It's kind of bad to say, but you know. That's how they be moving.
Sounds right to me.
Like, Thanos tried to do it, but deadass, the billionaires are doing it.
Thanos was right. Anyways,
I mean, you're not wrong.
Oh my god.
That's we're so bad. Oh my god. But yo, yeah, they're trying to like, you know, whoever can't fend for themselves, can't support themselves, cut their ties, like. They're not necessary for the earth, and they let them die, or they let their wars keep going, you know?
Mm-hmm. You hear about all those murders in the Dominican right now?
In where?
Dominican? The Dominican.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. My uncle was telling me about it, because he's always following up about, like, Caribbean stuff and all the islands and all that stuff.
Because your uncle was a war defender.
Yeah, Jamaica Defense Force, both my father and my uncle.
You know, this,
shout out to them.
This yeah. Andre has those genes.
I got those military genes, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he was telling me about that, and my mom was like, oh, that is so sad. They're killing off all the men down there. And I was like, yeah, mom. There's, you know, they're helping out with the population issue. And she was like, how could you say that? And I was like, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yikes.
Less people, more resources for the people that's still alive. Sad to say, but guess what? A lot of people view that.
We're scarce right now.
We are scarce.
We're scarce with our resources.
Mm-hmm. And whose fault is that?
White people. Anyway.
Oh.
No, it's not. Not this one. I don't think this one. Not this issue. It's just like. Actually, you can't blame anyone. Just, you know.
I think you can play everyone.
Two people come together, make a child. That person meets another person, make another child, you know?
Well, I mean, overpopulation, I don't think that's the issue at hand. I think the bigger issue is just how we've used our resources.
Oh, okay.
That has caused overpopulation. You know what I mean? Because if we had enough resources for everybody, wow, there's no necessarily overpopulation because everyone would have everything they need.
Okay, yeah.
So it's just the use of resources and how we've wasted our resources over the course of many years.
But, you know, also, like, overpopulation leads to more trash, more what's it called, the carbon monoxide dioxide that goes up
into but if we can control those things but and if we have, had started to do
we
that
have 15 years to control that
yikes
you're telling you like see we can what the fuck was that
had a bit of technical difficulties my guys apologies my mic fell off my pillow.
We're gonna cover that. Remember, covering that one in our Timbit.
Covering what in our Timbit?
About global warming, anyways.
Oh, global warming. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oof, my butt is no longer numb, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Ooh, yeah, I feel better. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
All right, cool. Loud and clear. Yeah, sorry for the little hiccup in the podcast, but you know, we keep it pushing. Anyways, since Eric never listened to my song, so sad.
Just talk about it.
I'm about to talk about it. I'm going to explain it to Eric in this time, but I'm going to play the snippet of the song. So. It's not no unholy nigga, it's an Arab nigga in the store. You know what you want? Money, nigga. You know what your bitch want? You know why they feel like can't fuck with you? Because you don't got no money, my nigga. Bitches don't want a nigga with no money. But did you not learn this in Harlem lesson number one?
Just,
so yeah,
just no money is the key to success.
Money, okay. But yeah, for you mandem that just heard that snippet and kind of confused, backstory of the song, basically, it really has nothing to do with the song. Besides, it's just a good message, or a truthful message. A
truthful
at the end of
message,
the day.
Yeah.
Because, like he says, bro, hood niggas don't want to be hood niggas. Like I don't even know what else to say, my nigga. Like. Going to this whole money issue or like how billionaires don't like help out when they should be helping out or like in the cases that they don't, you know, like people out here doing stuff they don't even want to be doing because they need money or they want money because that's the lifestyle that you rich people have set up for us. Some of these niggas would be fine out here with just the small little money they got. But no, y'all live in lavish lifestyles. Y'all making it look like this is how we need to be living. So niggas out here selling crack, doing hood shit, killing other niggas for no good reason.
You're right, bro. You don't need all this luxury. All this.
We don't need stuff. All this luxury, because lavish stuff, bro. Tekken,
the stuff depreciates over time.
Exactly.
No one's gonna love you off because you have a Supreme hoodie, a Ferrari.
No one needs all this stuff. The newest
Jordans, like, fuck out of here with that.
We don't need like, all this lavish special. Stuff.
You're not.
But guess what? You and I, mm-hmm. I can speak for both of us on this. We've fallen prey to this stuff, bro. We're sneakerheads. We love sneakers.
We love sneakers.
We talk about, bro, off-white retros. If we had the money, we'd buy them.
For what reason? To be honest.
I don't know. They look nice. For me, like I told you, I'd barely wear them, bro, because I don't want to get them dirty.
I wear my sneakers. I wear all my sneakers because, you know, I like to look presentable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this might sound hypocritical or anything, but I like, you know, no one likes someone looking like a trash. Yeah, like a trash bag.
Dead ass.
Bro, I want to look presentable. My style is matured. I can see that. If you look at my recent Instagram picture, you can see that too.
Exactly. Shout out. Plug.
But like, no, sneakers. That's like a just a side hobby for me.
Mm-hmm. Why do we need the latest iPhone, bro? Why do we need that? Why you got an X? Why you got an iPhone X?
Well, oh shit! Bleep that part out. I'm not allowed to say that. I'm not allowed to say that.
I'll bleep that out. Don't worry.
I have the iPhone because my dad gave it to me. Anyways.
But like, back to it. Like, yo, we want all this lavish stuff, but we don't need it, bro.
Okay.
And we shouldn't even be wanting it.
We shouldn't
be. People be living lifestyles, and they may making it look like, oh, you need to be living like this. Because if you're not living like this, are you truly living?
Yeah.
Yes, you really are. But there's people out there that make it seem like we're not. And that's the truth, man.
I can like go back to the J. Cole verse from Love Yours.
Oh, beautiful.
And it deciphers what we're trying to. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's
no, makes sense.
Makes sense, you know.
There's always gonna be a nigga
who has better.
That's clothes. Rocking better stuff, yeah, bro. Better clothes.
Better hope. Oh, shit. Better girl.
I was gonna say
better
a
house.
Better a quote unquote better looking girl than yours.
Which you know. Might be true, might not be. Your focus should be on your girl and your girl, or man, whatever.
Your focus should be on
your significant life. Other.
Exactly. Just your significance in life, you know? You shouldn't be focused on what other people got because it don't matter what they got.
Mm-hmm. You see how I related it back to the topic there? You see?
Look at you.
You see what
Look
I did?
Look at you, bro. Look at you, bro. And this guy's smart, guys. Ladies, pick him up, bro. With y'all slacking out here. Y'all slacking. He screams, my nigga.
Bro, yo, Ottawa. Yo, I'm telling you, Ottawa. Ottawa girls are so. Actually, you know what? I don't want to. No controversy. But, bro, they're so proper here.
What controversy, bro? They come for your throat. They'll come for your throat, bro. Tell them how Ottawa shorties. Goddamn. Tell them how Ottawa.
No,
I can't even speak, bro. Speak for me, bro.
Bro, I seen a few. We went to the outlet mall today. Me and Faisal. Bro, and just like the cashier that was serving. Bro, we hop up in line. We hop up in line. Did this guy just running the cash out by himself? We hop up in line. This girl kicked him out of the spot just to serve us.
Hey, Shorty's, she saw the sweeter man.
Shorty's like, I like your shirt and I like your hair. I'm like, oh fuck, I love your hair is great.
You should have been said that. Yeah, I like your Snapchat. Oh wait, you never gave it to me. Yeah. Write it down, sweetheart.
Nah, but like, I just find girls out here in Ottawa compared to back home are more proper. They're not moving like a waistman or a buck tee or a hoe. They're proper.
On the buck tees. Yeah. I have no comment. I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm not gonna say no controversial stuff because I gotta go back to Toledo. So if I slip up, yeah, they come through my head top. So
bro, if they come for your head top, I'll come for theirs.
You can try.
I'll fly down with my ticket.
Dead ass. All I'm gonna say is I'm on a gem. I got my eyes on a gem. That's all that matters. I don't care about no one else.
Hey, bleep this out.
Yeah.
I'm joking. Is it?
Nah, say it.
Anyways.
Oh my gosh. Now I... can you stop? Can you stop? You're giving me more work to do. Could repeat her name multiple times. Good God.
But you know, no one's gonna ever know, because she probably won't even listen to this far, to be honest.
Oh my God.
I'm not throwing shit at her, but like, we've been going on for a little hot minute now.
It's only 51 minutes, bro.
Oh, it's been 51 minutes. Oh. Yeah. You know, maybe she does. Maybe, I don't know, maybe because we got off topic like a little one too much time, so I'm
just... I don't even know if she listens.
Yeah, exactly. You should ask her. Be like, yo, shorty, do you listen to my podcast? Because it'd be good. I gotta tell you something.
Oof. Anyways.
So, Andre, are you looking, or you just have your eyes on the one gem right now?
I'm not looking at all, bro.
You got your eyes. Okay. I was going to promote focus. You, but still, come for Andre. Andre's the sweetest man you'll ever find in the... What side of the country are you on? The
east.
West.
East?
Fam. You're on the west side.
I'm the Midwest, but I'm basically east, bro.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. Comfort this guy, because he'll bless up your life. He's a sweeter man. You know, he's got a dad bod, perfect for a lot of you.
I'm losing that a little bit. Okay.
It's because of the job. You know, he's a hardworking man. This guy left. This guy left his pride and joy back in Toledo to come to Windsor, miserable ass Windsor, to work his butt off to get that co-op and spoil you one day.
But that's so sad. Oh man, I can't even expose. Then they'll know. We'll talk about that in our ones. Oh my gosh, bro. She texted me something and it hurt, bro. Not like what she said, it's just like concerning. Man, I was so disappointed. Anyways.
Yo, so this has been the
oof. This has been the TM32 Podcast Closet Edition by yours truly. Yep.
Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram.
TM32 Show. I thought you were gonna finish it with me. Sorry.
Oh, my bad.
At TM32P on Twitter, Instagram, ERIK_NAIPAUL. I just dropped some bangers. Shout out to my photographer, Sanjay, and shout out to Dallas for starting her podcast.
Follow me on Instagram at ANDRE_BRXWN. Do not find me on Tinder. I am deleting
We're deleting Tinder after this.
Deleted.
Let's update people. What do we got?
Even know if anything's changed.
Let me update it.
Why did we do this experience? Just to show how people are trash. Like, how this is trash.
It hasn't changed for me still.
Oh, I got another like.
Must be nice. Anyways.
I feel like I should tell these people you were for an experiment. I don't know. I feel like I just want to be nice to them, eh? You know?
We didn't talk to you guys. We don't know who you are. But just know you're part of an experiment. That's gonna change the way people look
at
Tinder.
I accidentally swiped. Oh my God, I feel so bad.
2019 respecting women.
I feel so bad because I accidentally swiped nope.
Did you really? Stop lying to yourself.
I didn't even care. I did not care. I was like, whoops.
Well, it doesn't matter because you're deleting the app just now. We're deleting the app just now.
But then what if that gave them hope?
I'm not trying to
gas.
Oh my God.
I'm not trying to gas myself up. I just feel bad, you know?
Gas up yourself, king.
Thanks. I appreciate when people call me king. First time I got called king, I was like, oh, say less. I guess I'm a king.
Okay, alright, guys.
Anyways, we catch you guys in the next one.
Don't know.